like a minute or two? Well, don't say that. We'll be here all night. My name is Osam, an alcoholic. I've got a year now, which is nuts, and I get to introduce you guys to my sponsor. And it's taken me, I don't know, I started trying to get sober about 5 years ago, I guess, 5-6 years ago now, with a different sponsor, and of course that didn't work because I only have a year, and Jackie's been my sponsor for about the last 3 years, something like that, and she's been through, she's been there for me, you know, when I would go back out and act like an ass, and come back, and tell her that I had acted like an ass, and even though she already knew, and she was there for me, and the day that I was introduced to her, God was working in my life, and I didn't even know it. I had gone to a meeting at Joe's. I live in Apollo Beach, and I had gone to a meeting at Joe's Club out there, and where I went to meetings for a few years before I started coming out here, and this guy Stuart, I guess I raised my hand when they asked if you need a sponsor or something, and after the meeting, he like grabbed me. And he said, I know who needs to be your sponsor, and she's going to kick your ass, and she won't take any shit. And I said, okay, perfect. And he introduced me to Jackie. And if you see a bunch of people in leathers that are like, you know, looking like a biker gang, they're with me, so it's okay. But yeah, she's great, and she's taught me that that even at 33, that I'm still learning how to socialize, I'm still learning how to interact with people and have one-to-one relationships, and that that's okay. And she's taught me that we're all doing that, and that I don't need to be I don't know, ashamed of it or afraid of it. And it helps me. She helps me on a daily basis, man. And yeah, she's kick-ass, so I'm excited to hear her talk.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Jackie, and I'm an alcoholic. And I never kicked her ass, just so you know that. But anyway, I'm not really... You know, when I met Os 3 years ago or so, just like myself, when I came into the rooms, I didn't really know why I was here. I just knew I had no other place to go. And when I first tried to get sober for myself, it was back in 1989, and it was simply because I wanted to get back in the big bedroom. I did not know I was an alcoholic. I just got really wasted one night, and my husband got mad at me, and it was just simply to get back in the big bedroom. And I stayed sober for like 3 years. I didn't get a sponsor. I didn't do any step work. All I did was go to meetings once in a while, and he would go with me. So I never even went to a meeting without him. Anyway, what happened is I started drinking again, and my story changed, because my disease progressed, and I got in a lot of trouble, and I didn't even know how many times I've been arrested. My friend told me I was arrested 12 times. That's how much of a blackout that part of my life was. But anyway, I went into the rooms through jail and treatment back in 91, and my life changed. I went to jail, went to treatment, and I was broke, and I went into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and at that time, I didn't choose a sponsor. An old lady chose me, and she taught me how to. She taught me her interpretation of the Big Book, and it changed my life. I didn't get real involved in service work. I might have had a sponsee in those. There was like 14 years, 13 years, and 9 months that went by. I just basically went back to my life, and I relapsed again in December of 05. In December of 05, I went out and came back in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous because I went to DACO. And I got a sponsor. Actually, she was a girl that I had gotten sober with before. And I asked her, she had like 14 years, and I asked her to be my sponsor. But my story was as far as the issues that I had. And, you know, I don't really know the reasons why I drank, guys. All I can tell you is that I was the youngest of five kids. There was no alcoholics in my family. There's none of my parents. I had one brother that was emotionally disturbed that did abuse drugs and alcohol when he was in high school, and he's deceased now. But I chose at the age of 29 to start drinking, and I don't know, you know, I don't know if it was a coping mechanism or what it was. But the bottom line is, alcohol took me to my knees. alcohol and other substances. And I completely, when I came back in the rooms in 05, was ready. I was done. And what I really wanted to talk about tonight was the last 10 years of my sobriety, because I relapsed 18 months after I got sober that time. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the things that have changed in my recovery. And one of the things is I'm very involved in my fellowship, and I do a lot of work with other girls, not even that I sponsor, but just a lot of work with women, because when we come into the rooms, Alcoholics Anonymous or the other fellowships, we're broken. And it's like starting over. So I've learned that a lot of people didn't have the skills to even know how to go get their driver's license, social security card, go get a resume, get jobs, all that other kind of shit. And I've always been, I've always just been in charge of stuff like that. But one of the things I wanted to touch on, too, I'm going to go back, is I had gotten my life straightened around, became a paralegal, was state certified, and when I relapsed in 05, I lost my certification. So I hear a lot of people in the rooms talk about something dramatic that happened to their lives, something that was a game changer, something that like was your identity. And my work was my identity. I love law, and I can no longer do it. And it took me years of struggling in my sobriety this time to accept that and get out there and still get a good job and do what I needed to do to support myself and my family. And another thing I did was, instead of just making amends to people in my life, I made a financial amends. Instead of filing bankruptcy and taking the easy way out, which I always did, I wrote every single thing down and started being responsible for the consequences that I had made for myself. And I thought that was important for my recovery this time. And before, I never really realized it because I jumped right back into my family too soon, and I just got enmeshed with being a mother and a wife. And I didn't really do anything for myself. So I really emphasize it's about the mind, the body, and the spirit. It's about taking better care of ourselves. It's about reading positive things. And it's about learning about your higher power. And my higher power is God, and I choose to work on that relationship on a daily basis. And it's changed my life. It helps me cope with stuff that comes on, you know, that shows up, because life shows up for all of us. And since I've been sober this time, I have had, I've lost a relationship at one point. I lost a child. I had my stepfather die. My mother got diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I did not go get high over that. And that to me is just a miracle. You know, life shows up, we have things happen to us, but we don't need to pick up a drink over it. And I had to convince myself of that by my own life experience to get to that point. And another thing that I emphasize is, no matter how crazy you think, you know, your thoughts sometimes are really crazy, guys. It's very important to have a couple of people to like share those crazy thoughts with that won't judge you and that won't try to tell you what to do to get your head right. Because, you know, you don't need, sometimes there is no answers. You're just having a crazy mental health day and you just need to get it out. And there's so many people that try to like fix you, because there's so many people that are codependent, people pleasers and whatever in these rooms. And it's real important just to get a couple of very good communication relationships. I have like three women that I share everything with, and I never was like that in my life. I have one best friend, actually three best friends from when I grew up, and one of them knows everything, but the girls that I have here, they know everything. I get naked in front of them, and I don't mean taking my clothes off. I tell them all my shit, and it helps me to be able to cope with life, let it go, and walk past it and just go to the next day. That's why they call this program, they say, one day at a time. It's a 24-hour program. And instead of being wrapped around the axle for like a week over shit like I used to be, I'm wrapped around the axle maybe a couple of hours, because I get to let it go. And I get to maybe still be upset, but I'm not obsessed by it. That lift, you know, the obsession to drink is gone. But I still have mental obsessions at times. And a really good friend of mine that's no longer in the rooms because he passed sober, always said, I come to the rooms for a checkup from the neck up. And today I can tell you that I have more days that are really good than are bad. And I'm just, you know, I'm just extremely grateful to have taken the time for myself to look at my past, understand it, and then move into my future. Because it's important for me not to dwell on negative stuff. Right now, I have a son and a daughter that are 31 and 36. And I'm trying to still, after being 8 years sober, deal with the repercussions of my addiction by seeing how it's affected them. And I've made amends to them several times. My daughter's an active alcoholic, and my son is not. But my son and I, the other night, I picked him up at the airport, and he doesn't really talk to you. I says, "Oh, Mom, it's all good. You know, it's all good. I'm good. And he told me that that he understands now. He just realized 5 years ago the effect that it's had on him having a relationship because of me and his father. You know, the way our relationship was in my drinking and drugging. And he openly talked about it. And what the main issue was trust. It's hard for him to have trust. And I think we all can relate to that. And also realize that once trust is broken, it takes years to mend. And I'm willing to do whatever I need to do to help him get that trust back. But it was nice that he actually spoke about it. And that now we can address it. It was pretty cool. So God works in mysterious ways, guys. There's lots of work, and it's a joy to get up every day.